Are you looking for something worthwhile to do with your extra time? The Santa Rosa School Board is looking for a school board member. On the KSRO Live Line with us is Jenny Close, the board president of Santa Rosa Schools. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Pat. How you doing?
I am well. Thanks for asking. So the 18-year-old candidate Lindsay Bersina dropped out of the race for Area 2 representing Northwest Santa Rosa. And so there is an opening. Who are you looking for?
We're looking for anybody who is passionate about education, passionate about our local schools, and wants to serve in a way that is helpful to the community.
What are the requirements to be on the school board, Jenny?
No, there are no specific requirements other than you live in the trustee area, that you're a registered voter in the trustee area, and that you're over 18. Those are the basic requirements. I would say that anybody who's willing to put in the time and effort and know that at the end of the day they've made the right decision for kids, that person is qualified to serve.
And what about a job description? Can you give us one of those?
When you look at our responsibilities, it actually seems pretty narrow. You know, we hire and fire and evaluate the superintendent, and we set direction for the district, which means, we create a strategic plan and then make decisions consistent with that plan, which includes, of course, budgeting and spending. You put your money where your mouth is or don't. So those are the big decisions you make. On a day-to-day, we meet 2 to 3 times a month. Formally, there are some additional responsibilities and optional responsibilities there. Some board members put in more time than others, but the absolute requirement is that you show up to our formal board meetings, which are 2 to 3 days a month, and come prepared.
I'll bet the salary is just huge, too, Jenny.
Well, it's not, although we are, in our county, we are the largest district, and we're the only district to provide some stipend. So
okay.
Board members do receive a $400 a month stipend. I tend to use that to pay for tickets to events I'm invited to, fundraisers, but that's good because that means I can attend those. And then if needed, board members can have access to the district health care system.
Well, that's an important area right there. But let's talk about some of the issues that are going to be top of mind for the Santa Rosa School Board this year.
Well, as always, budget is top of mind. We operate on a shoestring. As always, our schools are underfunded by the state, and so we have to make hard budgeting decisions sometimes. We just had our first interim report last week that showed that we're doing a little bit better than we thought we were. So while we have been operating on a structural deficit, in large part because of the state's increased pension demands on all districts, we don't have to make quite as big a cut this year as we thought. So that's good. But we always are looking at budget. Of course, we're still in wildfire recovery mode and doing everything we can to support students and teachers as we continue in that mode. We have some new programs you might have read about in the paper with Music for All Elementary School Students, which is exciting.
Yeah.
So we'll want to evaluate that and support that. Last year we did create new graduation requirements for students that we believe are going to help reduce the achievement and opportunity gap for our students. And so, we're going to be looking to make decisions that will support our teachers and students as we head down the road of those new requirements.
It's an important way, an important possibility in terms of serving your community, that's for sure.
It is. I've served on lots of boards, Pat, and I'd say that this is certainly the most demanding with respect to time, and it's not always fun. sometimes people get mad at you and come down and yell at you publicly, but I will say that it's absolutely time well spent.
Yeah, it's its importance really can't be overstated. The applications have to be in by October the 8th, that auspicious date, to the school district office on Ridgeway Avenue. And Jenny, thanks so much for your service and for letting us know about this opening, too.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today.
All right. That's Jenny Close. She is the board president of Santa Rosa Schools, looking for an opening or looking for a candidate to fill the one opening that they have.